Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And our show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And we are on Tuesdays from 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. You can also go and download any archives on our Blog Talk Radio free of charge at any time. You can also, we would also love if you went on to our Facebook page and liked the Divine Goddess Radio. We're creating a network of individuals who are feeling left out there. They don't understand what's going on. It is just a safe place for people to discuss, you know, things that you're hearing, things that you're feeling, and maybe gaining some insight on some things that you can do. We also have a website. You can go to www.divinegoddessradio.com to set up an appointment with either Marie or Beth or both of us together for a reading. We have 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and 60 minutes. I will be adding on different healing modalities that I also do, as well as we also have a blog, divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com, to where I will sit here periodically, talk about stuff that's going on there right now. And there's a lot of interesting stuff that's going on in the universe right now. So we also do Divine Goddess parties. So if you're interested in that, again, you can email Beth or Marie at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, or insight, or if you'd like to have a speaker on the show that has to do with, you know, bringing more light into the world, more love into the world, Marie and I are very open to having a variety of different guests to come on to our show. If you're looking for the next step for bringing your business to the next place, you're thinking about doing a blog, Marie and I also have business deals going on to where it would be under the umbrella of the Divine Goddess Radio. You can also email us about any ideas that you have. So if you want to call Marie, you can call at 651-303-0555. Or if you want to call Beth, I'm at 651-900-4136. So welcome to Phone In Tuesday, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome. And don't forget our Facebook page. We'd love you to go in and like our page. So if you want to follow on, you know, any insights that are going on, I try to post on there and then all our shows as well. And before we just grab a caller, Beth, you're really fuzzy.
I am?
So it's a little hard to hear. Yeah, and I'm hearing a background. So I don't know, maybe adjust your phone.
Let me see here. How's that right there?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not getting an echo now. Yep, much better.
Okay. So I just had to turn something around. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to talk about, we just came out of yesterday, you guys, a super full moon. And what is it? It's the last one of three that have been going on.
The last super moon. It was a super moon.
A super moon?
And
yep.
It was, yep, the harvest moon. And I don't know if anybody went out and looked, but it was an extremely bright moon. I mean, it was about, I was looking at about 10:30 last night, and it was like, I don't know, the whole night was lit up. It was extremely bright. It was very, very beautiful.
So what does that mean, the harvest moon? So what is this moon about?
Well, it's called a harvest moon because at this time of the year, because it was so bright, you know, the farmers could extend their farming type time.
Oh,
because
okay.
They would use the natural light. But this mm-hmm. particular moon, the super moon, was in Pisces. So bringing up a lot of emotional stuff. So if you have been feeling and are feeling very emotional, like crying at a drop of a hat, or bringing up feelings that you thought were buried within you, it's because of this Pisces moon. So it's pulling up a lot of the deep emotions. And if you have to resolve anything or you want to get those old feelings out and clear them, this is a great time to do it. I did that last night with my little ceremony with the moon, because I had some stuff that I thought was done and I had resolved come up last night, and I thought, oh, for God's sakes, let's just get it over with. So I did my little intention with the moon, and because I'm a Pisces, holy cow, did I feel this one. The other night was standing and looking at the moon, and it was almost like I had the ray from the moon go into my heart, and it was tugging. I mean, I could literally feel it pulling. So it was a very, yeah, good one for me, a lot of good release for me.
Well, you know, and the thing is if you're easing into September, you know, easing into it, and it's been, it's not been too bad, you know, count your blessings, you guys, but, you know, we have a whole month left, and we're also in human, and, you know, our issues are in our tissues, and that's where it comes from, and it comes up through our DNA, so just really take good care of yourself, and the things that a lot of people are reporting to me, and you're seeing it all over Facebook also is, people like, I'm so run down, and I think, what has this head cold been going on for 2 weeks now? Maybe it's been a little over 2 weeks now. I can't remember when it started, but all the kids that I work with, they're all reporting that they're just really tired. Last night, all of them were sitting here saying, I can't, Beth, I'm tired. I can't think. I mean, I have little two-year-olds who were talking and saying that and just laying down saying, I just can't do anything. They're exhausted. There are a lot of kids who have, like, the flu-like symptoms. And that was before Facebook was putting that. I think it's so bad enough to where people are actually making documentation of it now. So keep yourself hydrated. And the best way, I've heard a lot of people saying that their body is really hurting. Well, our body has a carbon density within us. And it's going through shifting as well. And carbon density, that would be something I could do a show on. But just go onto the Internet and see what the carbon density and how it affects our physical bodies. And that's when your body can be in a lot of physical pain. And it's, like I said, it's issues that are in the tissue. So to really walk on the earth barefoot as much as possible, be by the water, swim in the water, walk in the water, be on a beach, sit down by a tree, lay down on the grass, and you will find that you will shift through it a lot quicker, a lot easier. And it's stuff that I always say, but you guys, it will literally, there's electrons that are coming up from the earth, and always have been, but they're really prominent right now. So it's making that connection with the center of the earth, and you'll find that you'll shift through this a lot easier, and it won't be as harsh on your body. So count your blessings. And then just really reach out there to, you know, to others who are like-minded, or start asking, you know, set out intentions that you manifest like-minded people to come into your life, so that they're there to support you. And the more that you talk about your stories out loud, you're going to be amazed at how much better you feel. So stay as positive as you can, and you'll be able to get through this. We're all in it together, remember.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, this month is a lot easier than it has been. So things
So
just try to breathe through it, and, you know, you'll get through it.
Yes. You definitely will. You know, and really find some laughter. So here, I'll give you a little laughter. Just today, you know, I sit here and I made my meal, and I'm all excited. I'm hungry, and it's something that had to go to the oven. I had to prepare it and put it in, like, a little pot. And I wanted to eat before I had the show. And so here I'm going an hour later. Oh, it must be done. I'm going to go in and check it. Well, here it's left on the counter, so I just thought it was hysterical. But, you know, the one thing I'm finding out, and I'm just putting it together, I'm a little foggy. You know, I'm not remembering stuff, and it's worse than normal. So, but if that's the worst thing that I have to deal with, I can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
So you might find that you're a little foggy, but, you know, just ask that the fog is released. And I know that also I wanted to talk about, a lot more people are talking about ships, spaceships that are out there, seeing them, cloud formations that are just really interesting, you know, different colors, different shapes and sizes. You know, and a lot of people are posting on Facebook and other places, YouTube, these clouds that are just coming in and rumbling over the town and sitting there, and then will go off. But it's like, well, what do you think that's about, you guys? So just so you know, and there's a lot of business that's coming in. Yep.
There are a lot of UFO that we just had a sighting here in the city I live in, and even my son saw it. So, mm-hmm. And people were recording it on their cell phones and posting it. So, you know,
there are people who are saying that there are spaceships that are over 100 miles long, and they're here to help us right now by diffusing so that there isn't war started. They're really nervous about a nuclear war, and they don't want that because, believe it or not, it would affect other things that are outside of this planet here. So there's a lot that's here, good entities, energies that are here to help us, because as the goddess energy continues to amp up, And the earth is releasing the old masculine energy is going out with a vengeance. And this is why we're, you know, witnessing some icky stuff that people are actually doing some horrific things to other human beings. But it's being in that love space, not in that fear-based space. So, but there's many, many. You guys don't even realize who's helping us right now. It's huge. It's huge. So if we have to go through this little virus thing, this little cold thing, I don't think that's too bad. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Right. Well, cool. I hope this helps anybody listening. And, you know, if you're kind of wondering what's going on, that's the scoop. So should we take our first caller?
Sure.
Okay. All righty. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you see anything standing in my way currently that I need to change in order to move on to a permanent full-time position?
This is because it's the way you worded it, the change. What I'm seeing right now, there's a little bit of blockage on your right-hand side, which is, and I'm seeing it on your foot. It's nothing big that you're not going to get through, but your right part of your body is the masculine part, and it's the part of us that takes action in the world. But I'm also hearing it's time for you to really come from your heart space, your heart center, and really look at, don't just do it for the money, the work that you're looking for, do it because it's that passion. And if you're going, I don't know what that is, your guides are sitting here saying, now's the time to sit here and really look at what brings your passion. You've been on your path, your spiritual path, but you're evolving to another level of your spiritual path right now. So it's like your soul's wanting to be happy for what it is that you're doing here on earth. So you have to ask yourself, what is that that's going to bring you passion? When was the last time you had passion in your life? When you worked, and then look at, okay, is that something I need to go back into that field? Is there something more that I can do with it in that area? That's what I'm hearing. So, and this is Beth. So, Marie, what are you getting?
Well, the first thing I heard was expectations. What are your expectations? Go in and examine that, because you might be, what they're saying is, make sure your expectations match up to what you want. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
You know, and I get where you're coming from, Laura. It's like, okay, we have to pay our bills, but yet we want, you know, a positive, loving, supportive environment, you know, that's going to bring in the money. You know, and those of us who are over our 30s, we've acquired debt by now. And so it's not like we can just go and have a $7 hour, you know, an hour job. But it's really making sure that you're clear on what you're doing, why you're doing it, and that it's not just about paying the bills. And I know that can be frustrating to hear. Trust me, I hear, I understand how you might be feeling. But it's really getting down to the nitty-gritty. What is your passion? What's your expectation of what it is that you want? Are you willing to step back and just be open to where you're being guided to go?
Right.
So I'm
it. You know, it is frustrating because I don't know what they want from me. I know what I need, and what's going to make me happy is to be able to live comfortably so that I can purchase a home. Mm-hmm. And if I go a different way, a whole different path, I don't possibly see that happening for me. So I don't understand. I feel like I'm fighting against something that I don't want to fight against. I just want a good, decent job with decent people that will support me financially. I don't think that's so much to ask for.
I hear you.
There are so many people out there that don't even know anything about metaphysical stuff and spirit guides and everything, and they succeed. So why am I not allowed to succeed?
Yeah, but okay, so do you see how you're saying that right now?
Yeah.
I get where you're at right now. It's don't think that we haven't been through this ourselves. It's like, you know, I do all of this and I'm coming from my heart. How come my light isn't being shined on, and plus, you know, being able to pay my bills and be able to live, you know, comfortably? And it's not like I'm asking to live in a big castle, but, you know, to live comfortably so I don't have to worry about if my bills are going to be paid monthly. But it's working on some old belief systems, some old belief systems. You can have it. But right now, it's being clear on what it is that you really, really desire. Not what you want, not just what you need. What is it that you're desiring right now? So if you're saying, I want something, I don't know what your income is. Let's say, I want a $90,000 job. But be open to, okay, this is what I would like so it can pay this, this, and this, or better. Or better. So the universe is going to work it. But be open to, what if you're offered a job, but you're not given that $90,000? It doesn't mean that it can't come down the road. So to get out of, do you understand what it is that I'm trying to say?
Well,
does that make sense?
So here's two things that I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about helping people less fortunate. I'm very passionate about that.
Yep.
And I'm also passionate about art.
But
there's a but.
Yes.
It's not going to sustain me financially the way I need to be sustained. I could do it as a hobby on the side, but I don't want to do it for my career. I'm not going to make any money at it if I do it for a career. I'm not that good of an artist. Trust me. I'm creative.
Okay.
That's all. I don't understand what they want from
me.
They're
saying you have to shift. You have to shift your thought because what you're doing, and that goes back to the expectations, because it's just expectations on yourself. You may be looking at other people and going, oh, it's so easy for them, but you don't know if it's easy for them. That might be a path. It might be harder for them down the road, but you are going through your specific path, and you just don't put a label on what that job is to get you secure. Because you might be having to go through different things on your path to finally get to your passion. Because that's going to shape you in your passion. How do you know that 2 years down the road, all of a sudden your art talent completely, you know, clicks in and you start channeling? You don't know that. So don't limit yourself by saying, I'm not going to be able to, I'm not this, I'm not that. You have to turn that around.
Yeah. I just want what I want when I want it. That's the problem.
We're right there with you.
Remember, divine time and the universe has a reason. And even though we get frustrated because we're the humans, it goes back to that trust. You've got to trust. I mean, that's what I'm hearing in big, loud words right now. She has to trust.
Yep.
It's just that I've been through so many hardships that it really gets hard to trust. You know, it's hard because I've gone through so much. It's hard.
You know what, Laura? You're right where the majority, I think a big portion of the population is right where you're at, seriously. And if I guarantee $10, that's what the theme of the show is going to be tonight, is people going, you know what, I'm trying to do it. But we are being tested on continuing in our faith. And that's saying, well, you know what, 6 months of having faith, but it's like, and I get it. Trust me, Marie will vouch, and I'll vouch for Marie. We both have been there. So it's continuing to have that faith, knowing that to continue to trust. I'm hearing big time, do not give up on your art. Because but right now when you do art, it's not coming from your heart right now. Because you're really going, I can't do this because I need to be doing that. Sit down one day, just and you're in that space, and you're just coming from whatever comes out. It's going to open up a door for you. And I'm talking energetically, spiritually, it's going to shift you. It's going to shift
you. My spirit guides or angels must be talking to my girlfriend's spirit guides because my birthday's coming up next month. And out of the blue, she comes up to me and says, I have a great idea for your birthday. And I didn't even realize she was thinking anything about it. Because I don't remember even telling her about my birthday. But she comes up out of the blue and she says, you know, I was thinking we should go and do painting together for your birthday. Apparently there's some kind of there's some kind of a social thing where people get together and do events where they go and they paint.
Yep, I've done
and
it.
And I looked at her, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, this cannot be a coincidence because I've been told by other people on Blog Talk that I'm supposed to be doing my art, you
yep,
know.
Yep,
and
yep.
So
and get this, just in case you're not putting it together, you have, just right tonight, you said four different times people have told you. I've told you, it's something you want, you would love to do it. A
yeah,
friend told
I
you, I told you, wait, you have four validations right now, Laura, four validations right now. So that is your sign, so stay on your path on this. Stay on your path on this.
I will.
And don't get too hung up on that full-time job that's going to pay your bills. Don't stress about that. Take that
yeah.
job, even though it's not your passion, but it's gonna help you move along because right now all your stress and worry is going into your job rather than your art. And you've closed down that channel. So
I have, yeah. So.
I want to add this little piece to you so you get it. In the beginning, I said I'm seeing it on your right foot. That has to do with the old way of, hey, I'm not moving and bringing in the money the way I used to. The love isn't there. So as soon as you can shift your thought going, I love what it is that I do, and just because right at this moment it's not the way I want it to look, it doesn't mean it isn't going to get there. So start dreaming. Start meditating on it. Imagine what is that art going to be like. Who are you going to attract? How is it going to affect people? You don't even have to know what you're going to draw, paint, write. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're going to bring light into the world with what you do because it's going to come from your heart, because it's going to be your passion. That is what people will get from you. So just you focus on that. Everything else is just going to work out just like that. And I'm hearing my guide saying, Beth, are you hearing what you're saying right now? So it's like, yes, I do, because I needed to hear the same message for myself. But it's divine timing. It's divine timing, and you're really close, Laura. You're very, very close.
Okay, I'll go with that. Thank you very much.
Next year, the beginning of next year, you're going to see results. So it's 2015, but believe it or not, the rest of this year is going to be fast. So hang on there, do your work, meditate, and get a clear idea and focus on what you want to do.
Yeah,
and then just
Laura,
say that
very,
or better, that or better.
And also, remember, Laura, to, you know, when you get those thoughts, pivot, immediately pivot, and change the I can't, I don't, I won't, to I can, I am, I will, you know, I am doing it. It takes a little practice because sometimes you don't realize you're saying it, but then when you start practicing it, you become conscious of it, and then you change the way you talk. That changes the frequency of what goes out to the universe, and then you start attracting what it is that you want.
Yeah, you're right, too. And I've read The Secret. I should know better. And I've read Ask and It Is Given, and I should know that, too. You're right.
We all need to be reminded, Laura. We all need to be reminded.
Yep.
Thank you so much. I needed this. I really did. Thank you.
Good night,
you're
Laura.
Welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
I want to keep listening, if you don't mind. So thank
sure,
you.
I'll put you back on hold. Okay,
thanks.
Have a good night. All right, I'll put you
thank
back
you.
On hold. Okay. Let's get on to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hello, hi, Beth. Hi, Marie. This is Marlene.
Hi.
Hello, Marlene.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Marlene?
Oh, South Florida.
South Florida. Okay.
Yeah,
do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, 90s. It's in the 90s. I guess... I read The Secret, too, recently, like that lady said. I just like to know when you see an opportunity for employment coming in.
Let's see. What was your first name again? I'm sorry.
Marlene. Yes.
I had a fog.
You're looking at full-time employment, right? Like full-time permanent employment?
Yeah, I'm hoping to find something permanent, temp to perm, just something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm hearing... Oh, go ahead, Marie.
Oh, I was just going to say, are you doing temporary jobs? Because I'm hearing the permanent one is going to come, I'm hearing about 3 months.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So that's,
so are you doing temp jobs right now?
Well, I applied to some temp agencies, and I haven't heard anything. I keep applying. I went on two interviews, one interview last week for two positions, and I didn't get called. I've gone on a couple of interviews within the last 2 weeks, and nobody even called. And I just applied to some temp agencies, but I've been applying, and it's been very hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marlene, I know this isn't going to help you now, right at this moment, but I'm hearing, Marie said 3 months, I'm hearing the end of December is when you're going to have permanent. So it doesn't mean that you won't have access to the full-time job, but it's where you're offered the job permanently. Full-time will be what I'm getting, so December, and we're saying November, so around that time. So meanwhile, it feels like something temporary is going to be coming up. In 3 weeks, you're going to hear something. In 3 weeks, you'll hear something.
Yeah, because the thing is, there's either two opportunities. I just want to know what's going to happen, because either I can get unemployment at the beginning of October, or I'm going to get an opportunity for a job, you know what I mean? But I haven't worked enough weeks to get unemployment. That's the problem.
No, I'm hearing no on that, on the unemployment.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But you definitely think I'll be working, even having different assignments before that permanent position comes up?
Yep. So what they're saying, stop, because you're really anxious about it, and I'm just hearing stop doing that, because when you put that out there, then that just attracts more of that that not trusting. And I know it's easier said than done, but
the job I get
where
I get
it is
in
that you're at right now.
The job I get in 3 months, is it going to be, am I going to be happy, or is it just going to be like something that's not, is it going to be permanent or something that's just, a few months or a few weeks?
No,
I'm hearing it will last quite a bit. You know, it's about the way you approach it, if you go in with a good attitude. But you're going to like it. It's going to be an interesting job. That's what I hear. Marie, what are you getting?
Yeah, I'm hearing that it's a permanent job, and you'll be there, and you'll actually be happy. You're going to like the people you work with. You're going to like your job duties. And you'll have
really
the skill
cute.
For this position.
I'll have to what?
The skill. It'll be a good match.
Good.
It'll be a good fit,
So maybe that's why nothing has materialized, because I've been trying, and I just need something that hold me over before 3 months. That's when that's why I'm frantic, you know.
Are you open to, are you physically able to be a waitress for a brief time?
Yeah, that I'm not really that great at it, but I would do it.
Because I'm hearing them saying that right there will help ease some of your anxiety. It's going to be that and something else. But it's going to be very easy for you, because you're going to enjoy it. And it feels like you'd be working somewhere like a small diner somewhere.
Oh, there is some places.
There would be tips for you to come in.
Oh, okay. I'm not that good in it. I did that when in a country club many, many years ago, but I'm willing to do it just to bring in income.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're saying just keep it easy, but it will be individuals that you meet there that are going to help lift your spirits, and as your spirits continue to lift, those jobs and opportunities will come to you a lot quicker. All it takes is one person to have all these opportunities to be able to present to you, one person, you know, so... And to put yourself out there, it will help ease some of that anxiety with your finances.
And you're saying with this, and the one I get in 3 months, I'm going to find it on my own or through an agency or? I applied, you know, it's just.
You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing on your own, but I get what you're saying. On your own, you're finding an agency, and that agency is going to bring that to you, and they're going to really be very appreciative of the work that you bring, and it's all about attitude. It's going to be this positive attitude that you have,
because it's better. You get a job when you have a job already. Nobody hires you when you're not working, and I had some time lapse of not being working, you know, and then they question on the application, but I have been diligently trying.
Yes.
Yep. And also,
yep.
when you go in for your interview, make sure your energy is very up and positive.
Yes.
That's very important. Because what I'm seeing is that they're reading your body language, and somehow your body language is not translating well. So make sure you're very upbeat and positive. And you know, if anybody asks you about your lapse, you just say, you know, I'm doing the best that I can. I am applying, and I'm not a person who just waits. I keep going and looking and looking. You know, just have that upbeat attitude.
Oh, yeah. You know, the job, you know, a lot of jobs want you to be bilingual. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's that interview, just being from that heart center. So before you go, you'll get this. You can go and listen to this again, this archive, and you're going to be the day that you have an interview, and when you put out applications, your resume, and when you go anywhere and meet with people, before you even go, you're going to go into the center of your heart, and you're going to say, I set the intent that all communication is open and clear in physical form so that everybody that I speak to hears me, mm-hmm. and I'm able to articulate myself well as I'm able to understand questions that they're wanting answers from me for. So when you go with that, that's going to set the intent right there. So if you can remember to do that, you'll be amazed that they're going to get that energy then. They'll get that energy then.
Mm-hmm. Great. And I mean, when you said I like the people and like the job, that sounds good.
Yep.
I guess some things are worth waiting for.
And so this is what you're going to do right now, Marlene. You're going to go, you know what? I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm excited for my new opportunities that are going to present themselves to me. So you're not going to get worried about, am I going to like the people, the bosses? It's like, I'm open to the positive people that I'm going to be working in this environment with. And just see yourself working. You don't have to know where you're at. Just see yourself loving what you're doing, the way you're communicating with people, how they're communicating with you. That's going to keep you in an upbeat frequency and vibrancy.
With waitressing, I'm a little bit clumsy, but I'm open to doing it.
Yeah, but you're changing that story. Don't say I'm a little clumsy. Say, you know, that was the past. I haven't been a waitress lately. So, you know what? There's new ways of being a waitress. So there you go. So you're all excited about being this waitress, and you never know who you're going to meet and how it's going to be. Expect the best.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I appreciate
you taking my call because it's been a very hard time here.
Good luck to you.
Oh, thank you. I'll let you know. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Marlene.
Have a great evening. Thanks for calling in.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks to both of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. How are you ladies tonight?
Very good. How are you doing, Sherelle?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Okie dokie.
Yes, I was wondering how Sam felt about me. Please and thank you.
What's that? Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, I said I was wondering how a guy named Sam felt about me.
How somebody's feeling about you? Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
No, I was saying I wonder how a guy named Sam felt about me.
Oh, okay.
A guy named Sam. Okay, I'm going. I'm not understanding. Oh, God, that's hysterical. We're not laughing at you. It's like, if you only knew how my week's been going so far, it's like, Lordy, 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 I'm fogging, I can't hear. Let me see.
I heard he likes you.
He likes me? Really?
He likes you.
It don't seem like it. You know, the reason why I say that is because it's lack of communication, and we haven't been on a date since last year, and he has a girlfriend, and he's stubborn. He ignores me, and I don't know why he treats me the way he do. I don't know.
He's got a lot of baggage, though. So, you know, even though he likes you, he's dealing with a lot of stuff. And he's not free to like you. You know, he's not free to act on it, I should say.
Okay. He like, okay.
Yeah. What are you getting, Beth?
Yeah, I'm hearing that he definitely likes you, but he's, believe it or not, he's got a lot of baggage, but he's being respectful of the person that he's with. So they have to work out some stuff there.
I can't hear you. You sound
but
far
I'm,
back.
But I'm definitely hearing there's a friendship that can be in the making, but he has
Beth?
To figure some stuff out on his own first.
Beth?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Nobody can
hear
you. You're real fuzzy again.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. Here, I'm going to take off.
Huh?
I think she was on speaker.
I'm hearing that he is being respectful of the person that he's with right now. Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, I hear you better. Thank you.
And so he's being very respectful of the person that he's with right now, but he's reevaluating possible friendship. But there's some stuff that's going on in his current relationship right now, and he's trying to be a different guy than what he's been in the past with women, not just you, but women, period. He's, believe it or not, and this would be interesting if he were to have a conversation with you, but there's a lot of mother stuff and grandmother stuff that's coming up with him right now that's present. And I would assume, with how I'm seeing it right now, they were very prominent and very dominant in his life. So it'll be very interesting to see after the month of September how things will shift between the two of you.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
Does he have any abandonment issues?
What do you mean as far as abandonment?
Like, does he feel like somebody wasn't there for him or, you know, didn't?
I'm not sure. We never, to tell you the truth, we've been talking since last year of July, and we never even had a deep talk or really got to know each other because he never had time. So I never really got to his personal life, and that's another issue. It seems like he's too private or something.
But that's what he's working on right now, believe it or not. He's wanting to really become a better man.
Goodness,
a better man.
Yeah.
So that's a really good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, he is too private. And I keep trying to tell him, like, you know, I'm open. I can give you advice, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. And we just every time we talk, we have arguments, and we haven't been on a date, and I don't know. But I'm talking to a guy named DeMichael at the moment. We've been dating for 6 years, and we worked on getting back together. So I'm really just thinking about leaving the other guy alone in the past because I don't think it's going to be a future potential with us.
You know, I'm hearing, you know, how it is right now with the relationship that you're currently, but this one from your past, that it's going to be, it feels like it's going to be more of a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to bring you to another level with men and having men as friends, a healthy man as friends. Because you have your history with how you let people treat you, though, too. You do realize that, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And you're working on it, and you're just so you know, your guys are saying they're very proud of you, but there's work to be done. So don't be surprised with the stuff that's going to be coming up for, you know, in September for you. Don't be surprised. But remember, you don't have to get caught in it and stay in it.
Okay.
You are worthy and deserving of having good in your life. That's all I need to say. And
you
know
that.
You
said what now?
So you are worthy and deserving of being treated right.
Right, exactly.
Of being treated right. So, and first and foremost, you have to have that belief, that internal belief within you. We can say it because I can say it too, that I'm amazed at some of the stuff that I do, and it's like, well, I thought I had suffered. So, you know, we always have opportunities to where we have to look at because we thought it was one way when it wasn't. It's not to get down on ourselves, but it's like, you know, we have lifetimes of stuff that we're cleaning up, lifetimes of stuff.
Yeah.
So keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like a connection between me and my past because we broke up and then we had took a year off dating other people and then we reconnected. So obviously it's something there. I don't know if it's a blessing or a lesson, but, you know, it's just going to take me time to really figure out what to do with the both.
Wait, what if it's a blessing with a lesson?
Is that...
you know, it's a blessing with a lesson. A lesson with a blessing, you know, and that's exactly what it is. So you get it. You already get it. That right there, those words that you just said, that you're very aware. You're very aware. You're at a different level of consciousness. So good for you, and continue to live your life that way, and you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at the people you're going to draw into your life that are good for you.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. I'll let you get to your next caller. Go, ladies. Okay. Have a blessed evening.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Excuse me.
All right. So we'll grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lynette from Maryland.
Hello, Lynette from Maryland. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very, very good. Do you have a question or a comment?
What are you picking up from my guides as far as any upcoming employment prospects?
So you're asking about future employment?
Yes.
Let's see, Lynette.
Are you in the medical field or something related to medical?
No.
Okay. Have you ever considered doing medical billing? For some reason, coding and medical billing is coming up.
No.
Okay.
Well, you know what I'm getting, and this is interesting. She's saying medical, I'm seeing, it's a different form of medical, I'm seeing hands-on healing touch. The healing touch, it's literally called the healing touch. Do you do any form of energy work at all?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, okay, so then this is something that's just going to be planted in you when you can afford to do it, because your hands are, I see your hands completely lit up to where, you could definitely turn this into a profession. You're definitely, definitely gifted. I'm seeing your hands and your arms. So that means you're like this healing vessel, that you have this beautiful connection with the creator source. So, again, I'm speaking to you at a soul level. Your soul's hearing this, and I'm seeing it hippy-skippy. So it's when the time is right, when the money's there, don't forget that you have been guided to where, yes, because you've had feelings of this, and yes, you're supposed to do it. You've had many occasions where, like, when you've touched yourself, that you have felt things shift within you. So it's like, and that is a huge sign of somebody who is here to do specific energy work with their hands. And I just see you having lines and lines and lines of people, literally lined up to where you would have a really good private practice doing this. But now you're going, well, Beth, I need money to do this, because you have to learn the modality. All you have to do is say yes to where you're ready to do this, and you're going to be amazed at where the money comes from. And it's saying yes to the universe, going into meditation and saying, I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to do my soul path, my soul mission here, so my life has meaning. And I'm here to bring as much light and healing energy to those who are open to accepting and receiving and ready and wanting the change. So you do that, you'll be amazed at how doors are going to open up to you. And I'm feeling like within the next 2 weeks, you're going to have a job opportunity that's going to be presented to you. So you're going to get this money. You're not going to be in it for very long. I see you doing this energy work seriously within less than 3 months.
Oh, wow.
But, my God, do you come from your heart, woman? You come from your heart. When you love, you love. And you love unconditionally, and that's what the world needs more of.
Okay.
So don't, in your head, don't go, oh, I don't have the desire to do this. This is what your soul signed up and said, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. Others are calling in going, what am I supposed to be doing? This is your soul is literally saying, this is the passion right here. But it's getting to that point. You'll be amazed. Like I said, all you have to do is start saying to the universe, I'm ready to start doing my work. Open up the doors, and now what your job is, you need to look up and find out a healing touch. And I'm specifically hearing healing touch, because there's many different levels to it, and it's honored by the medical profession. So I wouldn't doubt if that's going to go in correlation with what Marie just said, to where you might be able to get in through the medical doors or be able to where doctors can refer to you, just so you know. Keep an open mind. Don't say no, no, no. Keep an open mind saying, hey, if that's what the universe is wanting, this is what my soul is here to do, I'm ready to rock and roll. But now your job is to find a teacher. Ask that a teacher comes to you. So get on the internet, look up Healing Touch and see where they are so you can see the amount and say, okay, universe, this is the amount of money this person is charging. This is what I'm going to need to be able to do this work. And you'll be amazed. It will be like magic. I'm hearing it will be like magic for you. Your soul is right here talking. Let's get going. Let's yippee-yay. You need to be doing it.
Okay.
So you can take that in right now. And I know you weren't expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But things are going to just, it's going to be like, you're going to be amazed at how everything unfolds for you. So Marie, do you have anything to add to that? Anything different or?
No. I'm still hearing that whatever she does is going to be still related to something medical.
Medical.
And it could be that with her practice, you know, with the medical billing or the medical coding, that's how she gets paid.
That could,
because
oh my
it becomes
God,
a code.
Healing Touch, if I'm not mistaken, I think Healing Touch, it depends on, there's different levels to it, but I think, as a matter of fact, down the road you can start doing it. However, that's where you're going to have to do the investigating, the research. So it'll be interesting. Just keep us updated with what goes on. But you're going to have a job just come right to you within, like I said, 2-3 weeks.
And this is in the Healing Touch, right? Not something that the job that you see coming up in 2 to 3 weeks, is that the Healing Touch job?
The Healing Touch job? The Healing
Touch
job, you're going to have to take courses on that. You're going to become certified in that.
Okay.
It's actually a modality, a healing modality that you will be taught by a teacher.
Right. But this job is going to help you pay for that.
Yep. 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 Yes. Yes. This job, I'm hearing, it's 2-3 weeks at the very most that there's going to be a job opportunity for you. Because your soul, I'm seeing your soul right now saying, I want her to get doing this. This is my passion. It's time to start doing it. I'm hearing you're behind. But don't get caught up on that. It's just going to bam. All you have to do is say, yes, I'm ready to do it. And don't worry about what it's going to look like. Just your job is going to be to get on the internet to find teachers that you're drawn to, a teacher that you're drawn to for the first level of Healing Touch. But Healing Touch is recognized by the medical profession. Doctors,
okay.
There's nurses who practice that.
The job in a couple of weeks would be something, it would be like an office job. So you'll be working in an office, like some kind of administrative capacity. And that'll just be, you know, to help you pay the bills and get you your money to start taking classes to learn this healing modality.
It's not your forever job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So say yay, yes, yes, yes. Be excited.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in.
Yep, thank you for calling in.
Have a great evening.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Sometimes we don't always know what we want to hear.
Yeah, we just get the messages, and it may be completely opposite or different to what you think, but that's what
I'm telling you, my soul was that eager and said, do this, bam, 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 I would be right on it. Lord, what I would love to be able to do all that healing work with my hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, you guys.
Yeah. All right, let's grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hey. What's your name?
What's your name and where are you from?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, because I heard a weird thing in the background. Okay, yeah. My name is Yvette, calling from California.
Hi,
Yvette. Hello, Yvette. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. My question is a love question, a divine question.
Go for it.
Yeah. Just general, what, I guess any energy around my divine mate and whatever I need to know.
Wow. You have a huge heart chakra. Boy, have you done your work, girl. You've really just been doing your work. You have. And I'm hearing past and present. If you could see how they're connected in the middle, it's amazing. So good job. That's your validation that the universe is seeing the work that you do.
And it's very recent. That seemed to be kind of an extra jolt, if you want to call it that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I'm hearing? It won't be till the beginning of 2015. It feels like January.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going in and asking if they could show me a picture of what he looks like.
Yep. I'm hearing there's one little tiny piece that you still have to release. And so by the time January comes, you'll be done. You will be it'll
so
be all cleared out.
I had that question, the same thing before, so when's that? It has been a clear out. One little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it is, Marie, or no?
Oh, is that what she's asking? I thought she said she's heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard it, yeah.
Okay. And I'm hearing it's this present moment, it has to do deservingness.
Okay.
So, you know, that you're deserving of having a man who's really honorable. You know, you're worthy of having a man who treats you respectfully. You're going to ask for the same thing, but you're going to be able to give it back to him also.
Excellent. That makes perfect sense.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I'm seeing a tall guy and he has very light colored hair. I might even go to say blonde.
Okay.
And almost, he almost reminds me of a surfer dude. That's the best way to describe it. I'm not saying that's what he is, but his hair is very wavy. He has gorgeous hair.
Nice.
It's a little bit longer. A little bit longer. I'm hearing he's different than what you normally would be attracted to. But keep an open mind because, boy,
mm-hmm.
are you going to know instantly that it's him.
Okay.
Yep. He's also very musical. I mean, he loves his music. And he's also musically talented. So he can play an instrument.
Mm-hmm. I'm also hearing he's a fantastic singer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because I'm literally seeing, like, music notes around his head. I mean, all over the place.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
But you know what? Believe it or not, it doesn't feel like he's going to be doing that for a living. That's something that he's just really good at. It might be something on the side. But I'm hearing he's a really awesome businessman, but you would never think that because of the way he dresses. Seriously, he does not show it, but the guy is intelligent. He's very sharp, very sharp.
Awesome.
And I'm hearing
you're
going to love his family. You'll love his family. They're going to be very embracing.
Well, you guys are funny because you're saying, like, all these things are on a list I wrote, like, a while ago, but it's so funny.
Really?
Yeah, even down to the family.
Wow. Did you ask for a blonde man?
I'm open to color. I didn't, like, get too specific on that because that's stupid, you know?
Yep.
I figure I get a brunette, he's hot, great. You know, he's blonde, great. You know, he's redhead, awesome. I mean.
Sweetheart, you are getting your twin flame. I'm getting more information coming in. Now, what I'm hearing is at night that you really connect with his soul. And you have to remember, just in case you don't know anything about twin flames, that our twin flames are the other part of our soul. There's two of us. And so this guy is really balanced in the line, and that's why you have to finish up yours. My God, are you guys going to be rocking in a relationship, though? It's going to be a relationship that, if so, you won't even be able to believe. It's beyond words. It's beyond words. I've never had it. This is what I'm looking for myself. So it's like, God, girl, more power to you. He is so close, but I'm hearing you need to connect with him at night. And you can do that through a deep breath exercise and go into the center of your heart and ask for the other part of your soul, your twin flame, to come to you.
Well, I've had that experience a couple of times already, and lately I've even dreamt about this divine connection, and then I felt like for a while there the energy kind of just stopped, which I wasn't really worried about, but now it's starting to pick up again.
Good. Yep, really connect with him, so the more he feels you, the more you're drawing him in.
Okay.
And this is on a soul level, so you want to talk to your, because you're talking to your soul. You're talking to your soul as he would be his. And he's going to be very aware of it on the other end, just so you know.
Okay, so I'm talking to my soul.
Do you like dogs?
Like what?
Do you like dogs? Because I see that he has, like, a bigger dog.
You know, it's so funny. I am allergic to dogs. I've been having this issue with dogs lately. So
you could have one just to overcome that allergy, because all that is, it's a thought. It's a belief system.
Right. I get it. I get it. I know. I'm not proud of it.
I'm also seeing a small dog, though, too, so you might have two, just so you know, a lap dog and a big dog.
Okay. Oh, boy.
And this one, it looks like a Shih Tzu.
Okay.
So, and you're going to fall in love with that dog, and that's going to be the way to his heart, because you have to love his dogs. You have to love his dogs. Those are like his furry little kids.
Okay.
For the beginning of the year, sweet cheeks. The beginning of
Thank
the
you.
Year. Keep doing what you need to do. You got it. You got it.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the insight.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-327-9360. And we will grab our next caller. Hi. Who are you speaking with and where are you calling from?
Good evening, ladies. This is Anne Marie from Virginia.
Anne Marie from Virginia. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Pretty good. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. It's regarding to my career. I've been applying everywhere within my field, out of my field, like retail, and I'm wondering, will I land something eventually? Hopefully in my field, but if not, I could take anything right about now.
Well, I'm hearing is change. You're going through major change, but it doesn't feel like it's going to be in the career that you want, but there's reason for that. There's a reason for that, and I'm going in and asking more information.
Yeah, I'm hearing that you're in the middle of a major shift.
Yes.
Are you reevaluating things yourself?
I was told before that I need to get some certifications in my career, like an actual cert. But I needed the experience before I could go get the cert, and I had to reevaluate if I wanted to go back to school or not, and I finally said, okay, I'm going back to school. I start in October, mid-October, but I put out my resume to some companies, because I work for the federal government. I'm a government contractor, and I've just been laid off due to medical. And
I was going to say medical, okay. Okay.
And I had to, the situation that I was in was cumbersome on me to the point where the universe was like, no, this is not what you need. This situation is not what you need. You need to go back to where you were before. Because I kept getting drawn back to my prior organization. And when I called them, they said, yeah, give me your resume. But then it's like no information, no feedback, no nothing since then. So it's like weird. So that's
why I'm calling. Is that a government institution as well, your prior?
It's a contracting company that works for the government. So it's
okay.
Government per se, but it's not like strictly government company. It's more like a private company.
Okay. Because it's interesting because when we started talking, it was all I kept hearing was government. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to go in and see if they feel there's a reason for you, you know, if that's where they want you to be. It's not as a contractor, but actually in the government.
Yeah, that's what my goal is, be in the actual government. But you have to, I don't have enough years underneath my belt to transition to be a government civilian worker. I need like 3 more years as a contractor before I can jump ship.
Okay, because I'm hearing ultimately you are going to be a government worker. It is going to come to fruition.
Okay.
And they're saying that it's necessary that you are a government worker because, I don't know if you know this, but you are a light worker and you are needed there.
Yeah.
To spread the light in the government.
I noticed it in my last job. I have a tendency to speak things into fruition. And when I put my hand on someone, and after I say what I have to say and then I walk away, something actually happens exactly what I said, and I just looked at it kind of shocked. So it actually came to fruition for me, like, okay, yeah, I am a light worker. This is weird, but I have to learn my ability. I'm just hoping that maybe you could pick up a feel with the company that I used to work for last year. I can give you the initials of the company to see if you feel anything or what's going on.
Why don't you give us a name?
Okay, sure. Action Resource Management, and the HR personnel person I talk to frequently, his name is David, last initial P.
Oh, that's interesting. I just literally saw two thumbs up with that.
And that'll be interesting because it feels by the end of September you're going to have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
But there's stuff that's going on behind closed doors that it has to do with the field itself. It has nothing to do with you per se. But things will be resolved. And it's you know, the government. The government's the government, no matter what part, whether it's the big part, the small part. It's all government related. Everybody has to jump through hoops. But I'm hearing you're going to have answers by the end of September, even before. I wouldn't be shocked if it's like the third week.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
I'm hearing, too, a different branch of the government than you think.
Okay.
They're working on it.
I have a feeling I already know what you're talking about. Because when I was there, they was in the process of building a new area of the government. It's been frequently in the news. It's called DHA. So, yeah, they're supposed to be fully on board and on staff by October, and new projects are coming down. So, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that you need to really work on learning how to protect yourself energetically. Because you have a lot of work to do there, just so you know, and it's not just physical work. You have a lot of work to do there. But your soul signed up to it, and you have what it is that you're going to need to get through it, just so you know. So remember to come from your heart space. No matter what, you're coming from a love.
Mm-hmm.
Love and light, love and light, love and light.
Okay. Now, what can I do to protect myself? Is there something that I can carry around that doesn't affect me, because at my last job, all the negativity made it so I had to have surgery on my left wrist because the universe pulled me out. They said this is not good for you. So,
you know what I'm hearing with you? You also need to use essential oils. You're going to put them on before work, you're going to put them during work, and you're going to put them on afterwards. You're always, every single night, you're going to need to use stuff to put on the bottom of your feet, which is going to remove all the toxins, and you'll be amazed at how you'll start feeling that. And my thing is, I could sit here and recommend a brand to you, but essential oils are something that people have to. There's different brand names out there. There's Young Living, there's Windmere, there's Acura something or other, and there's Now. So whatever you're drawn to, because it's going to be wherever you're vibrationally at. But here, I'm just saying this is an example. Young Living happens to have, because I have to use this myself, they have one that is called Thieves. I'm hearing Season. What is the other one? I just went blank on it. But there's, you might have to email me at another time, but you're going to put it out on the bottom of your feet, and it's going to go into your systems, and it's going to pull out toxic stuff, and you're going to need that. And then you're going to have to learn how to put some protective shield. Ask Archangel Michael and your guardian angels to put different shields around you. And it's almost like you're going to need like an armadillo shell. Visualize this hard shell that nothing can penetrate. It comes up from both sides, comes up to the middle. You're going to visualize that it's just welded shut and that you're nice and protected. So anything that anybody says, it bounces right off of you, right back to them, but at higher frequency and vibrancy with love.
Okay.
And then the stones, I'm hearing you can recommend the stones.
Okay. Are you picking anything up with my finances at all? And then I'll let you get on the other callers. Because I am out of work. I'm waiting for unemployment to come in. My parents will be helping me. But other than that, until I find another job, I have no finances.
I'm hearing your finances will improve. So don't put your worry into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. So
cool.
Thank you so much and good luck to you.
Thank you. And I'll make sure I keep you informed.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. And we're going to take the next caller, and then we'll take a question from the chat room. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, did you just want to listen in, or... Okay, I'll put you back on hold, and we'll take the question from the chat room. All right, this is from Anne. The question is, do you see a relationship for me and my friend Bob? He doesn't communicate with me now. I'd just like to know if there will be a future for us as a couple.
I heard right away no.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. I'm hearing that it's not the right person for you at all.
Yeah, he's got way too much he's got to work on.
Mm-hmm. Too much drama. Too much drama, and you don't need it.
Yep. Yep, you don't need it. Believe it or not, your guy is coming, so know that better's out there. Better, 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 better. Aim higher. Aim higher, I'm hearing.
And also, make sure that you know that you can have better. And you will have better, and you deserve better. It's very important for you to know that.
And you want somebody who communicates, too. That's just me saying that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. All right.
Is there another call?
Well, I'll click back to the other one, and let's see if they... Hi, did you want to ask a question? Nope, they just want to listen, so I'll grab the next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Angelina, and I'm from New Mexico.
Hi, Angelina. How are you?
Hi,
do you have a question?
Angelina, do you have a question or comment?
I do. I have a question, and I just wanted to thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just wondering for guidance from Spirit. It's a really burning question that I've had for a long time, but I'm wondering why I'm here on Earth, and I would like to know just why I'm here on Earth and how I could best serve Spirit.
Oh, what a cool question.
Wow. Well, you know what? Beth is the expert on the soul, so I'm going to let her start.
Thank you.
Well, Angelina, you know, because you've been on your path for some time, you have at a deeper question, but you're ready to go in at an even more deeper level now. And the first thing that I'm hearing your soul saying, are you paying attention to your dreams at night? Because you've been very active in your dream state. So it's remembering your dreams as much as possible and getting up and writing them down, because your soul is talking to you, but there's also a blockage with you. And I see it within your heart. You're this bright light. You're a bright light, sweetheart. But this is there's some blockage in your heart that comes from deep from past lifetimes before. And it all has to do with, and a lot of us are finding out, for those of us, the majority of us have been here many, many, many times before, you know, not just on Earth, but in other places. And we were told we could shine our light. And when we thought it was the time to be able to do the work that we came here, whether it was, you know, to do it with energy work, whether it was to be a seer, whether it was to be, you know, a prophet, whatever, you were shut down, but the timing wasn't right. You didn't have the support. You had the etheric support, you had the spiritual support, but you didn't have the physical world support. So when you lived in the times that you lived in, it was scary times. And we all got labeled, and we were condemned for that. But there's this big blockage on your heart, and I see it in the back, I see it in the middle, and I see it in the front, and it's all on your masculine side. So that's a good showing that I would say a good portion of your lifetimes, without going in and doing a soul reading, that's something you could also do at a different time. I would say you have had a lot of lifetimes as males. Especially when you were here to really shine the light and to do the work that you came here. But you're shut down. There's this big distrust. And so that's why you're at a point right now going, hey, what am I here? What's the meaning of life? What is my purpose? But before you can really go into that, there's this work to do. It's not going to be hard, but it's going to be some work to go in there and release that. And only you can do it. Like if you want to set up a session, I can help you and give you some of the tools to be able to do it. But you can do this through meditation as well. Go into the center of your heart and your soul. Even though you may not be understanding me right now, your soul is hearing me. No longer are you living in the lower heart or the middle heart. You are now. It is time for you to go and move up to the upper, your high heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see you. I see you and feel you shifting right now as I speak. You're no longer in that 3D world. You're no longer in the fourth. You're not even in the lower fifth anymore. I'm hearing you are to go into the sixth dimension now. That's where you're going to go through the vibrations. You would benefit if you, I don't know what your finances are, if you can learn Theta healing. And that has to do with how you access stuff, because you have some programs that are going on right now that's keeping you and your heart in this. And it's the men from the past. And all it is fear. All it is fear because of experiences that they had and that unworthiness, feeling they're not deserving, and just fear of letting stuff go. But if you were able to work with somebody who does state healing, you could release some programs. But it's layers. It's layers. And you're not just releasing for you right now. You're going back as far as five grandfathers. So what is that? Great, 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 great. You're going back there. You're going back. And you're going to be releasing not just you, but family members who are no longer in this physical world anymore. But you're the chosen one of the family, as there's chosen ones in all families who are going to do the ancestral stuff. And as you do work, your family in present form right now are going to be affected by it, and those who aren't even born yet are going to be affected by it for the better, for the better. And do you feel your heart getting lighter and lighter right now?
I do.
So you're shifting right now. So your soul is recognizing the words and the energy that the words are being carried through and what it is that I'm saying. And through that, you're going to find, but, and I get why they're wanting you to go in and listen to your high heart, because you haven't done it. You think you have, but you haven't done it yet, because there's been layers and there's been distractions from allowing you to really get there. And I see this door. It's a really thick wooden door. So you're going to go in and see that big stick. And we're talking a thick door. There's a door that is so closed, so locked. But the thing is, there's a key that can unlock that door. And you're going to do it through a meditation. And you're going to do it when you have time. Shut off your phones, computers, and television when nobody else is around. When you literally have the time to go in there. And you're going to have a heart-to-heart chat with your high heart.
Okay.
And you're going to go in there and ask that soul meets you there. And soul is going to resonate the information that you've been searching for. Because this is a private message for you. It's not even meant for me to hear it now. But you can do it. But this has to do with shifting you to another level. You'll be amazed at what you can do. You'll be amazed. And it's a lot easier than what it sounds like. It's a lot easier than what it sounds like.
Right. What would spirit have me do then? Like, why? What is... Spirit say that I'm here for?
That's what you're going to find out. That's what you're going to find out. This is a level of you being able to take away some of the old stuff that's been carried from lifetime to lifetime. And it's about a trust level. You're going to be amazed. And sometimes it's a very private thing that Spirit wants you to do this. That's why they want you to go into meditation. If I did it for you, it takes away this beautiful experience. That brings you closer to your soul. Does that make sense?
It does.
And then, like
Are
I said,
you
if
also...
you need help, if you need help down there, if you do it and you're going, Beth, I think I need your help, then you can set up an appointment with me if you feel that I'm the one to do it with.
Beautiful, thank you.
Pardon me?
I said beautiful, thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, good luck to you. Good luck to you.
Yep.
Good
luck.
You can do it, just so you know, you can do it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, I was feeling something. Are you very attuned with animals?
Yes, I've been wanting to be a vet tech.
Okay.
But then I figured this wasn't my path.
No, you are very in tune with animals, because I was hearing rescue. Do you do rescues?
I did it when I was little, and it's what I've been wanting to go to college for. But it seems too technical in 3D for me. I was looking for something more more spiritual, I guess.
Yeah, but being in tune with the animals and helping them, because they're shifting through all of this energy as well. You have that gift. It's like what I'm hearing with you is animal whisperer. So you know how to tune in and connect with them and to help them. So, you know, if you're thinking of being a vet or some kind of vet tech or doing something with animals, that is in line with your abilities.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So good luck to you.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Beth and Marie. Much love to you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Okay, so we got another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? They hung up. All right, so if you want to ask a question, we got a couple minutes left, 347-327-9360. That was a good question.
That was beautiful. Oh, God, I love it. Good luck to you. You need to go in and do that meditation, and you're gonna do something with the animals, but it's more than that, though. It's more than that.
Yeah, because all I keep hearing is she's a whisperer, and she's really going to be helping the animals. She can help them shift out. She can help them get through everything. I mean, that's part of her ability. So fantastic, fantastico. Well, we don't have any other callers, and we don't have anybody else in the chat room. Is there anything you wanted to say?
No, I just want to say as a reminder, you guys, you know, for those of you who are feeling the super moon that we just had on Monday, and for those of you to where you're going, you know, I'm not shifting the way I should be, or I'm just feeling out of it, I'm feeling disconnected, I don't know what's going on, I feel like I'm out here on my own, isolated, just know that you're not the only one who's going through that right now. We're all going through this together. So the more that you can sit here and ask that the universe brings your like-minded people and you allow people to come into your life and let go of that distrust that we have, doesn't mean you have to tell people your life story, you guys. It's, you know, but ask for your like-minded people who are open to the spiritual part. Like, decipher and discern for yourself what you're going to disclose with other people. But what I'm finding, people are shifting through it a lot easier, a lot quicker, and a lot more effortlessly when we can talk and share about our stories and say it out loud. So it's not just this internal dialogue that's going on within our heads, you know, because we can tend to blow it out of proportion. And then as we talk about it out loud, it's amazing the clarity that we get and the understanding that we get. And then the others who can validate what it is that we've been going through and feeling. So bring yourself outside. Maybe force yourself to go to, you know, like a meetup group, or if there's any social functions that are going on with the town, the city, wherever it is that you're living. Those of you who might be introverts, finding a different way of being able to connect with people. You know, I have yet to meet anybody. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm very much of an extrovert, but I go through my introverted, you know, moments where I don't want to be around people either, but that's all energetics. But the universe, I really truly believe, gives us opportunities of putting ourselves out there and making us step outside of our box for a while. So don't be afraid to sit here and do something that you normally wouldn't do. Because when you're being drawn to it, but you stay in that fear, then you could be missing out on missing a lot of really wonderful people that can help you with your shifting and the next part of your journey. So, again, you could journal, reach out to other individuals, and there's, I think, small towns. You'd be amazed, the small towns, and how open they are, but nobody may be talking about it. Be the first one who talks about it. You decipher and discern what's safe. Crystals and stones are always the safest way to bring yourself out of the closet, you guys. The safest way. Wow, look at this beautiful stone. I swear when I hold it, when I touch it, when I sleep with it, man, do I feel relaxed. You can talk about it that way, that it's a very non-threatening way. So that's one way to get people to, you can sit here and gauge, you know, where they might be spiritually, if they're open to it, if they're closed down to it. Know that if you're having a lot of religious people who are church-based coming at you, that's an opportunity for the universe to sit here to see if you're going to really walk your talk. Are you really unconditional in love without any judgment? So remember not to judge anybody and what their belief system is. It doesn't have to be yours. And also, step outside, step outside, step outside. All it takes is less than 5-10 minutes to sit or stand barefoot on the earth right now with the weather that we're having, and just allow the earth take from you, and so that you get back from her the electrons that she's given to us that help us with our shifting and help us feel better. It's amazing. Get out, hug a tree, sit by a tree, lay on the ground, plant some flowers, buy some flowers, but do something different. Step outside of your box and know that you're not the only one out there. Go on to our Divine Goddess Facebook page. Like us. Become a part of our community. Marie is really big on, she's much better than I am. I have to get better on it, but I'm going to be really good at it come wintertime. I'm going to try to aim for fall so that when people ask questions, and we're asking that you guys really honor that because we give our services away for free during the week and we feel really good about that. And we'll guide you. But we ask that you really honor that you can talk about what your experience is. Because, you know, our time is valuable as your time is valuable. So we ask that if you become a part of the Facebook page, that you talk about what is it that you're going through, and then other people can share. They might have gone through what you're going through currently 2 weeks ago, a week ago, a day ago. And this is stuff that they did, and they were able to shift through it. So that's what I would like to see our Facebook page, you know, to become. But get on there, like it, become a part of our group. Because, Marie, don't you have it on private settings, so you have to be invited in?
That's on the Divine Goddess Radio, yeah. That's on the group, the private group, yeah.
Oh,
so
if
you want to join the group, yeah, Divine Goddess Radio group is a private group, so you have to, you know, send an invitation and we can let you in. The Divine Goddess Radio page is not a closed group. You just go in, just search for it and like it.
Okay. So, like, if you're wanting a private group, we have that private group. If you want it to be public, Marie posts a lot of stuff with energetically going on. Marie's more into the astrology stuff. She knows more about that than what I do. I know more about the soul stuff, what you're supposed to do, the beings that you work with. It's not just the angels and all that, but it's all the light beings that are out there. So we have a variety of different things. But if you're wanting that, that's a way of doing it. We have great networks that we can get you hooked up with. You know, so it's, you know, when you're coming on our show, you're being divinely guided to come onto our show to call in and ask that question. So don't be afraid to become a part of a community. And you can get on and do it whenever you want to do it. And it's willy-nilly. We're not going to say, maybe that's what we'll do maybe this winter. At a certain time, we're going to be on here, and then we can have, like, an ongoing conversation. But right now, the summer's still busy. We're going into fall, so I feel winter is going to be the appropriate time. So really, maybe I can set time aside to where I say from this time to this time I'm going to be on there. So if there's anything that, you know, you want to share, you can share. So, but I won't be able to do that till probably winter time. But if you're wanting to do it, it's a great resource. So there's so many different Facebook pages out there that you can, communities that you can get on. But you have to be invited in because we want to make sure everybody who has the private group wants to make sure that we have the right people in there because we want it to be a safe environment for people to be able to ask questions and to be able to discuss what it is that their journey's been like and is like. And, you know, if you just need some insight, is it going to get any easier? So, and we're all going through this at the same time, but we're all going through it differently. And if you just need space held for you, that's a good way of just feeling like you belong somewhere. So that's all I have to say. It was a long-winded, but I just want to say blessings and love and light to everybody. You're going to get through it. You're going to get through it. And take really good care of yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Love yourself. Be kind.
Absolutely. And if you, you know, if you're feeling emotions coming up right now, it's because of the full moon. So let it come up and then release it so you're done with it. Don't swallow it or let it go back down or try to push it aside. It's coming up for a reason. So let it out. Let those thoughts out. If you need to write it down and burn it, if you need to journal, you know, or just yell it out, do whatever you need to do. It's coming up for a reason, and so you need to release it so you can just keep taking those little steps forward. So, everybody have a fabulous evening.
Thank you, everybody, for calling. Thank you.
We really appreciate all of you, and we really thank you. So have a great evening, and we send you love and light. Bye-bye.
See you next week. Bye-bye.